This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Welcome back. Hour number two on a beautiful day for Pittsburgh weather. Get out and enjoy it. You can call us here at 412-928-9370. Joel Nelson has taken over for Nick Callis. He is behind the glass, got shades up in his very cool-looking Joel Nelson today, and he'll be taking the calls and also providing the updates for you every 20 minutes. Call us, though, on the hotline. It's 412-928-9370. It's also the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Twitter on this station is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Also want to tell you our show is brought to you by PNC Bank. Go out and make PNC part of your day. Make today the day because they have some great apps that make your life a whole lot easier when it comes to your own finances. That's PNC Bank. And shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochran.com. Ride in style. Go one better. Cochran.com. So we've been talking a lot about the Pirates, their struggles, their hitting slump right now, which has been contagiously bad. 1-for-21 with runners in scoring position in that final game loss to Tampa that continued last night. They got shut out. They've only scored, I think, 6 runs in the last 5 games. It hasn't been very good at all. And that's going to happen. I mean, Toronto just came off a 5-game losing streak, and they broke out of it last night. But even worse is that Vince Velasquez went on a 15-day injury list, right elbow discomfort. And you never know what that means. We've seen that JT Brubaker is out for the year. Tommy John, Mike Burrow, same thing. These pitchers, you overtax it a little bit, and this is what happens. And Velasquez has been good at 4-3 with a 3.06 ERA. So what they do next? In terms of his start, will they bring up Luis Ortiz? Will they go to the starter, the opener from the bullpen? Who knows? But tonight is game 2 of the series with Toronto. Very interesting team. A lot of Toronto Blue Jay fans in town. Saw them over there last night, so we'll see. Toronto's a big hitting machine. Bo Bichette, you got Guerrero, you got so many other guys. Last night it was George Springer. He hit a 2-run home run that put it out of reach for the Blue Jays. So it's fireworks night also on a beautiful night over at PNC Park. 412-928-9370. We've been talking about the Steelers. Your expectations now. I know it's only May. I know we're getting into OTAs, rookie camps, and mini camp before the major camp at St. Vincent College in Latrobe. But you know now rosters, how they kind of look. What do you think about the Steelers at 412-928-9370? Let's go right back to it. We got Doug in Daytona Beach. Doug, what's going on?
Hey, Pomp, how you doing, buddy?
How's everything in Daytona Beach? Hot, sweltering,
beautiful
sticky?
Beautiful day. You wouldn't believe the Penguins just came by. I'm on the golf course. I let them play through. Sully and the boys. Unbelievable.
But, you let them play through?
Oh, yeah.
That because you were playing slow or because they were playing fast? Were they playing too slow for you?
Yeah, they were playing too slow, so we let them go. But listen, Bob, I got a news for you coming here. The Steelers picked up a free agent by the name of Akeem Butler. He tore up the XFL. And you know why? He had a great offensive coordinator. And you know who it is? Bruce Gradkowski.
Oh, that's right, Gradkowski. I didn't know that. I knew he was there. I didn't know he was on that team.
Oh, yeah, that guy tore up. He had 8 touchdowns. He's 6'5", 220.
I know he's a big dude.
Yeah. So you watch out for that kid when it's in the rookie camp, because he's going to be good.
Very interesting.
He's going to be. Yes. So you guys, you have a good day, Bob.
All right, Doug. Thank you very much, and thank you for letting the Penguins play through. I don't know if Sullivan was probably right on top of him. Maybe it was Doug who was playing too slow, and he had no choice but to let him go through. 412-928-9370. Bob joins us in Maine. We got the whole country covered. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Bob. Yeah, not too bad up here. Finally, it's been raining like a deluge up here. It's unbelievable. So we got some sun today. Yeah. I just wanted to, to the Steeler conversation. So I listened to Chris Long. He's, I don't know if you are aware, he's got a great podcast called The Green Light. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just great, insightful. He has great people on. So I listened to, today I listened to his podcast from last week. He had I can't remember the expert he had on there, but they were talking about the draft, obviously, and the last two questions that Chris Long asked this guy was, number one, who do you think was the steal of the draft? And this quote unquote professor, I forget who it was, but it was a worthy guy. He doesn't have chumps on there. So he first thing he said was Darnell Washington, no doubt. So to hear that from an unbiased source, I like it. The second question was, who's going to be your second year breakout player? Kenny Pickett, right out of his mouth. So I kind of like that other non-biased experts out there are looking favorably on our Steelers coming into 2023-24.
You know, I think this is the time of the year where you are, very much anticipating good things. All teams are, I'm sure. The Jets didn't bring in Rodgers so that they can say we're not going to be competitive. Lamar comes back. You got Watson. You got Burrow. You got all these teams in the West that have good quarterbacks. Yeah. I'm sure the Chargers are making a claim that they're going to be the team. Who knows? If Kenny Pickett is his breakout player, 1B for me would be George Pickens then, because I think that combination. But I think more pressure is on Najee Harris, because this everything is suited up to make him explode onto the scene. You know, I'm talking about major yardage and a run game that should be good enough to be among the best in the game, based on what they brought in.
Yep, I agree 100%.
Now, you said Washington. The only reason he had some injury, but he's supposed to be a first-round pick. He's a big guy who's got freakish athletic ability.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. Yeah, and just one last thought. Yeah, this team, if they're going to go anywhere, you know, if you're talking playoffs, you know, you've got to – dude, you got to score more points than 17 points a game. These guys got to put some numbers up. That offense has got to get going. So hopefully that's what we're going to see. They got that animal left tackle. Hopeful, but we'll see.
Well, you know, I think, and thanks for the call, Bob. I appreciate it. I think that Broderick Jones, I would think he's going to be the starter. Now, I know how Mike Tomlin won't list him that way. He's going to have Dan Moore because Moore's the veteran, now here 2 years. And I give him a lot of credit. Fourth-round picks, you're not expected to be thrown into this right off the bat, and he was. And I think he got better, but there's still too many holding calls and too many things that false starts, these sorts of things. We'll see how it goes in the preseason games, and we're going to find out about the schedule coming up this week, I believe, on the 11th. And hopefully we're going to get 3 games on KDK. I'd like to do those with Charlie Batch. So, but we'll see. And if Broderick Jones is capable of moving right in, he will supplant him eventually. I believe he's so well thought of that he will be the opening day starter. But it may take a while, and maybe it's Dan Moore until he gets acclimated. We'll see how that goes. But he is going to be, and they better get a franchise left tackle that can be there for many years for Kenny Pickett. 412-928-9370. Ted in Mount Washington joins us right here on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Hey, Ted.
What's going on, Bob?
Hey, it's a beautiful day. You should be outside. I'm going to be outside. As soon as I'm done with this, we're going outside, and I got yard work to do.
There you go. Live that American dream.
Hey, actually, it's therapeutic for me. I like doing it. It gets you away from all the stuff that you normally do, you know, and you can just take your time.
Oh, it's therapy.
Break it up with a beer when you get too hot. Sit down, relax, look at the sky. All that stuff is good for you.
Yes, sir. Hey, real quick on the Steelers. I'll be honest. I think they'll be lucky to make the playoffs. That division is just too tough. It really is. One thing about the draft is that everybody else gets better too. So, you talk about Lamar being back. You talk about Cincinnati. And I'll be honest, I think Cleveland's going to be better than what people think. I really do.
So you're bullish on Deshaun Watson not showing you what he showed you last year. Now, you could say it was rust and all the other stuff, but he was not very good, to be honest.
No, but he said it's like night and day. Yeah, I mean, he said he's feeling the best that he can feel. He knows the offense. And you don't pay a guy almost $200 million to just be average.
They've done that before in Cleveland, not $200 million, but they've given a lot of guys lots of money only to have them fail miserably.
Yeah, and still don't have my answer for Chubb. So, I mean, that defense was good, but it still had a hard time stopping the running game. And same thing, we saw what happened, last year with New England, how they ran the ball right down their throats. That's still a concern. It's a very, it's a big concern. As far as that Mac Canada, you have a bunch of new coaches. Hopefully somebody can have, can help them out with the passing game. They need to go more vertical.
No question. And more in the middle of the field, too. That, too.
Yes. The intermediate passing game. That's Troy Aikman ate that up alive. He owns that. And, as far as Najee, to me, for him, I'm a little bit scared of Willie Parker syndrome. I would love him to have run 4,000 and catch 4,000. That would be enough for me. I think you can run them until the wheels fall off and what you got. And Tomlin has the history of doing that.
Yeah, but I think Tomlin also likes Jaylen Warren a lot. I think he's going to incorporate more of a split, not split, but it'll be more, instead of 90 to 10 in terms of carries or pass receptions, it may be more like 70-30.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I really do. I mean, I think the running game, there's nothing wrong with running the ball. I mean, if you look at San Francisco, look at Philadelphia.
No,
that's
totally
how you
agreed.
Get to the playoffs.
So what is your finish? What is your projected finish in the AFC North then?
I think they're going to finish with the same record as they finished last year. I think I do. Maybe win 10 games. It's just going to be tight. It really is. With Aaron Rodgers and that crew, I'm just saying, you look at the quarterbacks, you look at the league, AFC is just loaded when it comes to quarterbacks. You just find
hard just
time.
About every division, too.
Yeah. That's just the reality to it. I forgot about the quarterback from the Chargers. And also the Jaguars.
Herbert and also, don't forget about Jacksonville. And they're
oh,
ready, they had a good season last year, but I think now they're going to jump even higher. So, and all these teams are equipped with great arms.
Yes, and it's going to be more pressure on Kenny Pickett. It really is. You got to find out what you have. You're going to have to find out what you have because the money that's being passed out to these quarterbacks, if Kenny Pickett's the real deal, you got to win early. That's the only way before you start building out $200 million contracts.
Unlike last year, Ted, they're going to get 9 home games, 8 away. I think the schedule could be in their favor. We'll see. But you're right. And listen, I'll say this about Kenny Pickett. You won't find a more competitive person or one more devoted to what he's doing. He has spent a lot of time this offseason working at things that he thought he needed to improve on. He's put on more muscle weight, which I don't think has slowed him down in any way. So this will be a big year for him, but I'm expecting him to meet that challenge.
Well, he has to. He has to stay upright. That's one thing. You got to stay away from the concussions. And to me, as far as the receivers, they have to be more vertical. Mm-hmm. That's the only way you can win in this league. You have to throw it down the field, not sideways.
Well, I totally agree, and thank you for the call, Ted. Appreciate it. I will say this, too. They brought in Allen Robinson, and they basically just got him for nothing. $5 million, okay, it's $5 million. But the Rams were paying $10 million of it, plus it didn't cost him really much to get him. If he's healthy, that's another big 6'2" weapon. And again, the unknown is Calvin Austin. They were so high on him, he never got a chance. Will he be that guy who can be, one of those slot guys in the middle of the field who has a lot of yak yards to go with what they have already in Deontay Johnson and Pickett's? So I think Pickens is going to be a breakout player this year. If I'm looking at one guy on his offense who I think, and of course it works hand in hand with the quarterback, so they may together be a breakout duo. Noah joins us right now in Center Township. Hey, Noah, how are you today?
Hey, Bob. I don't know if you remember me. You and I would have some great conversations on the nightly sports call about the Miami Dolphins. It's been a couple of years. How you been,
Bob? Why
don't
you call anymore?
Oh, I've been living in Orlando.
So?
I just moved back to Pittsburgh. So
you want the bat phone number? I can give you the bat phone number so you can have easy
access. Yeah.
I can't do it over the air, though.
how you doing today, Bob?
I'm good. What's up?
I just wanted to just talk about a couple things. I want to touch a little bit on the Pirates, a little bit on the Steelers. You know, I really think that they have a real good chance to win the division this year. I think that the Bengals, I mean, I know they have Joe Burrow, but I still think that offensive line is shaky. But I think that the Steelers, with the pieces that they've added, especially on the offensive line, I think they're going to have that smash-mouth football mentality. I think they're going to run the ball 25 to 30 times a game and have Kenny Pickett really do the play-action pass and, you know, puncture defenses with his accuracy, because I think he really showed a lot. And I really think that the Dolphins, not to bring up the Dolphins, but I really think they do have a good chance of winning the AFC and potentially representing the AFC if Tua stays healthy. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, that's the biggest if, because they've done some nice things in their offseason. I agree. That whole division, when you have the Patriots likely finishing last, that tells you just what you're dealing with there, because I would think the Jets with Rodgers and, you know, I think Josh Allen didn't have the kind of year he wanted. He'll be motivated to change that. And Tua, I just don't know if Tua, the fact that he contemplated retirement, Noah, was, when I heard that story, I was a little alarmed by that. So if he's that close to thinking that way, and he's had all these different concussions, and all it takes is one more, who knows what happens after that? And you could say the same with any player who's in that role, who's had multiple concussions, even Pickett.
Absolutely. I felt that way about Kenny Pickett when he had those two concussions, excuse me, last year. That was very concerning from that perspective. And with Tua also, it's not the ability issue, it's the availability issue. If he's able to stay upright and play all 17 games, I think the sky's the limit for the team. And I want to get your opinion on Austin Hedges, if I can. Like, what do you think about him? Do you think he should deserve to be on the big league roster batting 130? Like, what's your opinion? I think they need to trim those hedges in DFA.
Well, I thought the other day it was a mistake when they – you know, well, although the bunt could have been by Marcano, could have been trying to bunt for a single to load the bases. But in reality, it turned out to be a sacrifice to move two guys up to face him. That's not the guy you want up in that situation when you need runs. I would have had Marcano swing away. That's just me, but I know those are one of a thousand decisions Derek Shelton has to make. But when you're 130, you shouldn't be playing. But then again, they're in a situation where you know, Davis is in Double A. He had an injury he was dealing with, and so they're trying to get him up to speed. And Andy Rodriguez, same thing, and he's waned off a little bit. So at some point, I would go to Andy Rodriguez. I would. I need offense. I think that guy can deliver it. I don't know when that time is, but Hedges is a good – I would credit him with a lot of influence on how their starters began this season. I thought they were really good, and I think he has a lot of impact on that way. But you also, in a lineup that can be, you know, shut down offensively, you got to get a little pop somewhere. And if you're not getting it from Key Brian Hayes or places you would expect, then somebody like the catcher's got to come up with it.
Absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree. I think they either need to bring up Henry Davis or Andy Rodriguez. And I do give Hedges a lot of credit for, you know, his influence with having the 16 straight starts of six inning, allowing two runs or less. But it comes to a point where if you're batting 130, I don't think you deserve to be on a major league club. But, Bob, I want to thank you for taking my call, and I look forward to calling you more and more on the nightly sports
call. I hope you do, too. You're very good at what you do, and you can have your own show here one day. Who knows, Noah? Keep doors open.
We'll have to get connected.
All right. You have a good day. Noah in Center Township joining us, and we hope you do, too. It's 412-928-9370. I went past your stop sign, Joel. I'm in – you know, you got to pull me over and give me a ticket. I went past it now, but I love to chat with people. So if you want to chat for the next 30 minutes or so, call 412-928-9370. Also want to tell you, the fan wants you and your youth baseball or softball teams to be visible so we can make a visit there and see you in action along with Pittsburgh Pirates parents and coaches. Send an email to youthsports@937thefan.com to register your team ages 12 and younger. At 93.7 The Fan, maybe making a stop to see a game or tournament brought to you by Living Treasures of the Laurel Highlands. We'll take a break. 412-928-9370. Your thoughts on the Steelers early on? It's May, but how do you think they stack up with the rest of the teams in the AFC North? Can the Pirates break out of it tonight against Toronto? We got the Kentucky Derby, NHL, NBA playoffs. It's all coming up this weekend. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. All right, thanks to our Twitter followers, Forte or Fort. How do they call that horse? I'm saying Forte just because that's what we do in sports. Call it the Forte. He was scratched this morning. I didn't see that, but thank you to all the Twitter followers who made that abundant and clear to me. I'm not a big race fan when it comes to horse racing. You know, one day we're going to go to the Kentucky Derby. I know my wife would like to do that. She has plenty of hats, and I like dressing up. So that would be the event experience that I would like. As far as the race itself, you know, okay, you make a bet on something, and I wonder now who's the betting favorite, right? Because there are like 18 horses left, and it was wide open even with him in it, and now that's gone. You know, this is also PGA Championship week, and for all you golf fans out there, it's, you know, it's very interesting. It still has the charm of the Masters, but the Masters is unique about it. But this is the second major, and you know, they revised their schedule back in the COVID situation, so they're up here earlier in the season. So it's the second major of the year, and this year it's going back to Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York, where it last hosted an event a decade ago in 2013. In fact, my daughter Chelsea was working in Rochester and covered that event, and it was huge. And Oak Hill's a great place. So it's a Donald Ross design, if that means anything to you, if you're trying to navigate this field. And it's going to be tough. It always is tough at the U.S. Open. Justin Thomas is a defending tournament champion, coming off a rough outing at the Masters, though. Missed the cut, and he's, you know, his game is not where it should be right now. So I don't know if he can just jump ahead of everyone. You're not going to see Will Zalatoris. He was last year's U.S. Open runner-up or PGA Championship runner-up, coming off a rough outing at the Masters. And then he got something happened. He needs surgery, so he's done. And then you're going to have discussions with John Rahm. John Rahm will be the favorite because he's the best golfer out there right now, ranked number one in the world. You can never discount Scottie Scheffler in this discussion. And there's always the talk about live golfers and what they mean. And Mickelson and Koepka both did very well at the Masters. So, you know, Mickelson shot that final round 7 under par at the Masters and put himself right up there. And Koepka had the lead, only to lose it to Rahm. So those are all going to be interesting. Rory McIlroy's the wild card. He hasn't won in a long time. And his putting game, you know, has not been anywhere near what it should be. Patrick Cantlay has taken over Tiger's caddy, Joey LaCava. There are a lot of interesting storylines if you like the PGA Championship. That's coming up this week at Oak Hill. 412-928-9370. And it reminds me, a little self-promo here, if you don't mind. Shameless, maybe. But it's for a good cause. So my 32nd annual golf tournament coming up. It's at Chartiers Country Club on June the 12th, and we really want to thank HM3 Independence Fund for being the main sponsor, along with Bob and Chris Beatrandria and many other great sponsors that we have. 32 years of raising money for Partners for Quality. This is an organization which does great work for, you know, individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, behavioral health challenges. You can find out more information, or if you'd like to help them out with a donation, even if you don't play golf, it's pfq.org. And over the years, we've raised $2 million in 31 years. We're now looking to raise even more. We keep the prices relatively consistent every year. And you'd have a great time with four people out there because we have a great morning breakfast slash brunch. Full scale has everything. Then we have a $1 million shootout. We have a shotgun start at 10:45. We have 2-hour open bar cocktail reception, full dinner, drinks on the golf course, even jello shots. So we've done that, and it gets hot out there, you know, Joel. So jello shot hits the spot once in a while, and it does affect the overall scoring, which declines rapidly once you start doing that. 412-928-9370 is the number to call if you want to talk about. Like I said, the Steelers are in a situation where I think they're making improvements, but every team is making improvements, or at least changing the dynamic of them. The biggest thing is, you know, the Steelers have decided to get physical in the trenches, and I think that's a good recipe for success. Philadelphia certainly has done that, and there is an Andy Weidel influence here. There's no question. Big physical guys. He scouts these guys. He knows these guys. They brought in Isaac Seumalo from that team, and this is a big mauling guard along with Nate Herbig. You put them together what they had last year when they brought in Mason Cole and James Daniels, and you add Broderick Jones. All of a sudden, not to mention Darnell Washington, you got a deeper offensive line, no doubt. And I think it can help you in so many ways. So that's a major upgrade. And I think on the defensive side, Keanu Benton, I'm not so sure what, you know, nose tackle, okay, but can he be the quintessential guy up the middle? Can he take over for Tyson Alualu, and he's going to be given that responsibility? Those are questions that still need to be answered. But overall, I thought really good draft for them, and they've answered some questions. Now, where does that put them in the AFC North? I think they can compete for second. I still think Cincinnati is the team that you'd have to look out for. They just have 2 years of success, and I would expect that to continue. It's going to be tough to beat them. But I think Pittsburgh and Baltimore will compete for second, and I think Cleveland is going to be in last place. I think in the AFC, it's very, very competitive. So many good teams. You just don't know who's going to be able to take a next step. If Tua Tagovailoa stays healthy, Miami can be a really good team. They'd have to compete with Buffalo and also now with Aaron Rodgers, the factor there. They got a lot of talent there. There's no question about it. Now, the question is, can they put it all into play in 1 year? Because Aaron Rodgers, one thing he does is put up good touchdown, two interception numbers. It doesn't matter. Even in bad years, he still has pretty good numbers. The second half of last year was a disaster by his standards. But even at age 38, going on 39, I think he could be a big, big, big thing for the Jets, who've been struggling. They wasted a pick on Zach Wilson, and now he's there. You know, what are they going to do with him? Nothing at this point. Let's go to Rick in South Park, who joins us on the Fan Hotline. What's up, Rick?
Hey, Bob. How are you today?
Good, and you?
I'm well. I just wondered if you had heard anything about the Penguin GM search, where they were looking, or are they waiting for the playoffs to be over to maybe get an assistant general manager from them?
No, I think they're looking, but I also think there's some guys in play who are currently employed. So, you know, Toronto, everybody talks about their guy there, and they're coming off a big series win, which got a big monkey off their back, and now they're in a situation where they're down 2-0 again. I don't know if Dubas is that guy. I don't know if there's other guys. I don't specifically have information. Guys like The Athletic, Post-Gazette, Trib, they all have guys on that. And I haven't seen much news at all about it. So I don't know if they're just keeping it under wraps at all or if they just really haven't delved into the process. But I think they have to move fairly quickly here, you know, as the next few weeks progress. Rick? Are you still there, Rick? Apparently not. I expected him to come back at me with something, but he didn't. 412-928-9370. No, I have not heard much about that process at all, but that's a very important hire. There's no question. And I think this team will be, like I said before, I think it needs a little bit of a change in the room. Florida did it with Kachuk. They traded one of their better players in Jonathan Huberdeau to get him. And I'm surprised Calgary let him go. It may have led to Daryl Sutter's firing out there, because they brought in what they thought was a different culture, and it backfired. Florida, on the other hand, they got hot. It took them a while. They were teetering on not even being a playoff team, and they can thank the Penguins for that by collapsing down the stretch and allowed them to get in, and now look what they've done. But they're a tough team to play. You know, Carter Verhaeghe is a sniper. Give him a chance, he's going to put things away. And like I said, Kachuk gives you that different that nastiness that you need up front, even though he's also a sniper and a guy capable of winning games like that. So, very good team in Florida, and Bobrovsky's playing out of his mind. Let's go to Anthony in Elwood City. Anthony, how you doing?
Hi, pretty good. I was calling to see if you thought that these linemen coming out of the draft are able to be productive their first year into the NFL, or do you think it's a position that needs to develop over time?
Well, it could be both. You know, I think Broderick Jones is capable because he's played in that system in Georgia, where essentially like an NFL system, and every day in practice he's going up against other NFLers. So I think he's capable of moving right in. However, you know, maybe he picks up a little slower in the NFL, and maybe, you know, more. I don't know who starts. I would think that he's number one pick. He starts. But then again, I think Mike Tomlin may defer a little bit to Dan Moore just because he's been here, and he'll start there and see where it goes. Now, if Jones is capable of being better right off the bat, then he'll end up being that guy. I think throughout the course of the season, if he doesn't start the season, Broderick Jones will eventually be your left tackle soon into the season.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure, Anthony. Have anytime. You do the same. Welcome back to our program here today. The Bob Pompiani Show is brought to you by PNC Bank. Make today the day. Number one Cochran shop 24/7 with ExpressWayCochran.com. Shendorovich, Shendorovich and Fishman, Ireland Contracting, Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. I want to remind you about the number one Cochran Sports Showdown every Sunday night, 11:35, tomorrow night. On my panel, we'll have Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette, Colin Dunlap from the Fan Morning Show, and Chris Sadamski from the Trib. It all takes place at 11:35 on KDK, and we have a lot of topics to get into, and the Pirates will be a big one. Like, what do they do now? You know, they're not hitting very well. They're not getting a lot of production from certain people, namely Ke'Bryan Hayes, who's a whiz with the glove, but they need more than just one home run and a, you know, a 225 average, a 282 on-base percentage. They also have some pitching woes now that Vince Velasquez is on the 15-day injured list with right elbow discomfort. He's been really good for them at 4-3, a 3.06 ERA. Brubaker's not an option. Oviedo starts tonight. Luis Ortiz, will they call him up or will they go with the starter, the opener kind of thing that they use for the bullpen from time to time? And the next Velasquez scheduled start. So a lot going on there. Tampa Bay won again last night, by the way. They're off to a 27-6 start. They beat the Yankees, who are 10 games out, and the Cardinals in this Pirates division here. They're now 10-23. They lost again, and they're getting smoked all the way around. They lost to Detroit last night, so the Pirates have a huge lead on them. Can they make up all that ground? It's a long season, folks, and I'll tell you, if you look at the standings, you'll see everyone generally within 5 games of one another, generally. And not until June and July do things really start to crank up, and you start seeing separation. Where will the Pirates be when that happens? 412-928-9370. We got Carl in Monroeville. Hey, Carl, how are you?
Oh, great, Bob. How about yourself?
Good, thanks. What's going on today?
Good. Hey, I wanted to, about the Pirates, obviously they got up to one of the best starts ever in their history in April. Unbelievable. But even if they play, if you think of it this way, if they play 500 baseball the rest of the season, they'll end up with a great season, I think. What's your opinion?
Well, if they play 500, now, are you saying that when they were 20-8, or are you saying that now
and 13? I'm just saying now if they can just play 500 baseball, or hopefully a little better.
Yeah, you'll finish. Listen, I thought they'd see improvement in a lot of areas, which led me to believe 79-83 was my win total, as if that matters. I'm not a big predictor of win totals, although we have to play this game a little bit here on radio and TV. I get it. But I see potential advancement in their record or in their production. The record, yes, a little bit, but I still do not see them as a contender. Although this division is showing me that it could have a lot of weaknesses. The Cubs are not that good. They brought in Dansby Swanson and others. Cincinnati is kind of just, none of their guys excite me if I'm looking at their team. St. Louis is falling apart. Milwaukee just got swept by the Colorado Rockies, who are going to be in here on Monday. So,
wow.
I mean, by virtue of being in a division that's not that good, just ask Cleveland or Kansas City or Minnesota in their division year after year. There's not one team that jumps out. The White Sox were supposed to, and now they stink. You know, I don't know. And they could be competitive, but I still think they're not going to win this division.
Okay. Well, maybe a wild card.
Maybe. I mean, if it's all mishmash of this, listen, Chuck Tanner said at Bents, most every team, in fact, this applies to everyone, you're going to, because even when teams that win 100 games lose 62. You're going to win 54. You're going to lose 54. What happens in the middle is what will determine what happens. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. One other thing I wanted to mention is, and I've just noticed this even last night in watching the game. I love watching the Bucks on TV, but a lot of times, and I love the announcers. Greg Brown is outstanding, and the
Brownie.
Different guys they're using for I love Brownie, and the different guys they're using for commentary are excellent. But, man, tell us who's up at bat. I know some of the players, obviously, but there are a lot of new guys up there, and I don't recognize the number and who they are. And a lot of times they just don't even – they don't put it on the screen. They don't mention who's at bat, which is kind of frustrating because especially with a lot of the new rookies up there and new guys – be nice to know who the heck's at bat.
Well, I think that's especially true when you have Jackie Robinson Day and everyone in the entire league wears number 42 with no names on the bat. You're like, "What? Who is this?" Sometimes you got to. I get that, Carl.
I agree. All right. Good talking to you, Bob.
You too. Thank you for the call at 412-928-9370. So, Pirates in Toronto tonight, and Toronto's a team that I thought would end up emerging as a team to be competitive in this division. I certainly still feel that way, although Tampa Bay is. They can't possibly keep on this pace here that they're on. And when you dig big deficits, it's really difficult. You know, the Penguins found that out. When you lose games early in the season, they still come back to matter late in the season when you're a point out or whatever the case may be. And the Yankees are so far back right now. They have a team and a talent that can do it. St. Louis, I don't know if they can. And I don't know if they're going to have any kind of shake up there at some point with their manager based on this start. Can they recover? Well, this division is, again, not that good top to bottom. They can recover based on how they play and if they can turn it around. 412-928-9370 is that number. So thank you for calling us today. We talked a lot football, and we'll continue to do that as the Steelers go through their OTAs, mini camps, and then eventually when we get to training camp. This week, by the way, there'll be a schedule unveiling. They'll find out where they play what time they play, Monday night, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, that sort of stuff. We'll also find out what preseason games we have, and It's changed the way it used to be. You used to always end up with Carolina. That's changed. They now spread things out a little bit. I got a feeling the Steelers and Kansas City are going to meet in a preseason game, which would be interesting. And I believe this year is only going to be one game at Acrisure Stadium as opposed to two last year. I think if they alternate that, that's how it may go. But we'll find out on Thursday night when they have the schedule unveiling. In the meantime, we will unveil Donnie Football. He's coming in. He's turned into a mere shadow of his former self here with Awaken 180. The guy just keeps, he's eating wings and losing weight. Please tell me how that happens. I'd like to know. Maybe it's because of the sauce you use or don't use. But anyway, I gotta do a little bit of that. Not to the point that he's done it, but a little bit of that. But then again, I like martinis and wine. What am I gonna do? I ain't gonna change my life at this late juncture, right? No, I can't do that. Got to still do what you do. Anyway, 412-928-9370 is the number for him. Donnie will be on from 1 until 5, and then it's Dan Zangrilli with the North Shore Tavern leadoff show, and then game 2 of the series, Pirates and Blue Jays. Pirates try to shake this 5-game losing streak. Our thanks to Joel Nelson, makes it all possible. Joel, we appreciate it. PNC Bank, make today the day. Always check them out for your financial needs. They do a great job, especially with their online apps. Number one Cochran, shop 24/7 with Expressway, Cochran.com, and join us for the number one Cochran Sports Showdown tomorrow night, 11:35. KDKA will have that for you. Thank you also to Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman, Ireland Contracting, home of the Sports Call, Iron Rock Tap House, and the Turn Club in Cranberry. That's going to do it for me. Big day out there today. If you're not doing anything, shame on you. The weather's great. It's been 6 days of crap, so get out there and do something. And while you're doing it, take your Odyssey app and listen to Donnie Football. He's up next right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.